question was asked, we find the earlier prophets, Yeshua through Menachim, Joshua through Kings, the earlier prophets tell stories. The later prophets, from Yeshaya to the end of prophets, they're telling direct rebuke. How are we to understand the prophecies of the early prophets, like Yoshua Shoftim, which seem to be stories, as prophecies? So Chazal tell us that only prophecies that had a message for eternity were written down. And that means, as Rav Remer writes in the introduction to his book on Tanakh, his book on Yoshua, if I'm not mistaken, that means that studying Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Menachim is much more difficult. Because when you study Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, they're telling you head on. Be an honest person, be an ethical person, be a moral person. Immorality gets punished. God will ultimately take people to task. You hear the message, it's very clear what they're telling you. So you can understand what message you're supposed to take for today. You read the book of Judges, and you read about Gideon going to war and contending with the tribe of Ephraim after he's begun the war, and the people of Sukkot and Penuel. And you say, it's a story. What am I supposed to take from that? And that means there's a totally different level of work that has to be invested when studying the stories of the earlier prophets in order to take away the message. It was written down not as a story and not as history. It was written down because there's an eternal message in each of those prophetic visions. So Yoshua writes down with prophetic vision the book of Yoshua. And Shmuel writes down the book of Shoftim in the beginning of the book of Shmuel. They're writing down stories, but they're giving us a message for eternity. And when we study them, that's where we need Chazal's assistance, but we have to walk away with that message. Only the message is more difficult to take because it's written in story form.
Where do we draw the line between Ruach HaKodesh and Nebuah?
On the boundary between them.